they're headphones for kids, but there's an added feature which is really good, Trev, with this one.
Yeah, this is excellent. The JBL Junior, JBL JR headphones, about $70. And while you can plug them into anything, if you turn the Marshall amp up to 11 with these plugged in, they're still restricted to just 85 decibels, which sounds like a lot, but trust me, that's a low number for headphones.
That's
so your kids' ears are protected no matter what level they pump their phone or iPod or whatever it is they're listening to. No matter what they do, the headphones have a built-in restriction, so they can't damage their ears, which I think is a fantastic feature and well worth a shout-out for JBL on that one.
And less frustrating for parents. I mean, how often do you look at the back of your 15-year-old's head making noodles at the sink and you're going, oi, and he can't hear you because he's got the headphones in just doing whatever, blaring. And you think they're ignoring
the
you, but they're not.
Over the ear is you clip the headphones off when you clip them over the ear.
Yeah, Trevor, because I was talking to an expert at, it was at the hospital, around King's Cross there. And
they're called doctors, Paddy.
And she was saying to me, with tinnitus, it's going to be an epidemic in 10, 15 years' time with people who turn their headphones up. They don't really realise, but it's going to be, St. Vincent's Hospital was, it's going to be an absolute epidemic.
Yeah, and there's a lot of actual health problems going to come in the next generation. Tinnitus is one. I think RSI, you know, issues with your hand and your thumb, the way you're kind of holding your phone all the time. There's going and slouching your neck and things like that. So there's actually, essentially now, if you're looking for jobs, you think, okay, tradie, baker, also chiropractor, you know, healthcare is going to be a huge thing in the future with these silly little niggling things that come from our use of technology.